Down to Business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
I want to stay with physical health and well-being now because I want to welcome a body transformation coach, Mark Bryce. Mark, you're very welcome to the programme. Your Healthy Body and Mind programme will be going live at the Pendulum Summit platform on the 25th of June. Can you tell us a little bit about that first and then we'll get into the whole matter of mind and body?
Yeah, absolutely, Bobby. Thanks for having me on the show. It's an honour. So Pendulum 360 is an online platform which is taking the whole person into account. So there's many lifestyle apps for things like fitness, business, personal development. But really Pendulum 360 takes that one step further with a holistic approach to high performance in all areas of your life. So all you have to do within the platform is set 10 to 20 minutes a day aside for your Pendulum 360 time. And this will encourage you to create healthy habits and set up regular learning routines. So effectively, you can improve yourself incrementally throughout the year. And it gives you reminders so that you stay on track and you're always staying accountable to your daily learning and development.
Okay. A couple of things I want to ask you about, Mark. The first one is, you mentioned it there, structure and accountability. Are they two of the greatest challenges to having a healthy mind and a healthy body?
Yeah, without question. I believe a lot of the reasons why people fail at diets is because they set an end date. So they have this sort of start and stop date. And I always say to people, whoever start with me, and I'm encouraging a lifestyle change. So ultimately I say to them, look, if you can't do this forever, then don't start, because ultimately it has to have balance, it has to be fun, and it has to allow you to have the flexibility to go on holiday and enjoy what you enjoy in moderation or finding healthier substitutions. So having that mindset, I think, is the first and foremost. And then secondly, creating healthy habits in incremental stages. So rather than, you know, come New Year's resolution time, people join a gym, they, you know, they go and actually start a diet, they stop everything they love. You know, and it's no surprise that, you know, come March, majority of those people have failed because they've set themselves unrealistic lifestyle changes from, you know, a set date. Because, again, it's not sustainable long term, Bobby. So I believe that it has to be small incremental wins.
Yeah. And you what you're saying very clearly is that if you don't take it on as a long term commitment, you're probably going to fail, as in, if you look at it, that I'm going to go on this diet, it's going to sort me out in 3 months, or it's... Can I ask you as well, though, Mark, about the makeup of, you know, nutrition, what you put into your body versus physical exercise? I've heard varying stats about, you know, which is more relevant or which is more impact. What's your own thoughts around that?
Yeah, great question, Bobby. So look, you know, most of my clients who I work with on a one-to-one basis, they are busy professionals who have a lack of time. And with a lack of time becomes havoc and structure in terms of their eating pattern. So first and foremost, you can take care of fat loss, specifically from focusing on nutrition alone without any physical activity. And by physical activity, obviously, we're all moving about, whether we're taking stairs or, you know, walking a bus stop, whatever it may be for you. But ultimately, that's physical activity. So I always say to people, find something that you love from a physical standpoint so that it doesn't feel like work, it feels like an enjoyment, whether that be gardening, swimming, cycling, whatever it may be. But that isn't the focus here, to lose fat. If the goal is a fat loss transformation, then ultimately we want to make sure we're focused on nutrition and first and foremost, making sure we understand the value of the foods we're consuming. So I often refer to it as this, Bobby, is that nutrition education is like financial management education, whereas you have a currency that you're spending and you have so much to spend on a day-to-day basis. And once you run out, if you spend overspend, you're going to gain weight. If you underspend, you're going to lose weight, right? And there is a fine line, though, on the losing weight side of things, because if you start to do it too rapidly, this is where you start to break down lean muscle, which is damaging your metabolism, which is why so many people get an amazing weight loss journey from a diet and then they gain it back and some more because they're slowing their metabolism down if they're doing drastic dieting. So again, there is a certain number of calories that they have to spend on a day-to-day basis. Over the course of a week, if they're 3,500 calories in deficit of that figure, they're going to release 1 pound of lean, 1 pound of fat. So again, that's the key.
And so when you talk then about the currency of food, is it really, really important then to kind of, you know, do the maths on what you're eating every day and to track what you're eating and the calories therein?
Yeah, so the way I explain it, again, coming back to currency, if I was to drop you in Peru, a random place where you may not know the currency and the value of that currency, and I give you a load of sol, Bobby, and you went shopping without access to the internet, you wouldn't know if you were getting ripped off or getting a bargain, right? And it's the same when it comes to our foods. So first and foremost, we have to understand the nutritional value of the foods we're consuming. And I'm not so much so talking about the protein, fats and carbs, the macronutrients. I'm talking more about the calories. So let's start there. So if you now know that every single week you consume a pizza, that's, you know, a meat feast, let's say, and you put it into your app and you realize, wow, that's 1,600 calories I'm consuming in that one meat feast pizza. If I make a simple healthier option and go for the margarita pizza, and that's 990 calories, I can enjoy what I enjoy, pizza, but I'm doing it in a more healthier way. And that is the learning that has to take place in order for you to understand what your typical week looks like. Because most people, they eat the same foods day in, day out, but they don't know the nutritional value. You know, and again, it comes down to the transparency around the foods that we're consuming, because clever manipulative marketing that's out there to make you buy more products. If you look at a packet of food and you've got the traffic light system on there, you'll see green, green, green. And then actually, when you read a little bit deeper, it says 1/3 of the pack. Nobody's eating 1/3 of the pack of, you know, chicken salad that's on the shelf, right? So this is where it gets a little bit more complicated. But I believe the best way to start is to track your food consistently for 2 weeks using something like MyFitnessPal, which is a free app you can use. And you can understand, okay, this is my calories for what I'm consuming. And then to work out if that's in alignment with the goal that you're setting, whether that's fat loss, you know, weight gain, then there's a calculator called TDEEcalculator.net. It's a website you can go onto, and you literally put in your height, age, weight, and level of physical activity, and that's going to give you an approximate figure for you, Bobby, so that you can work out what your spend should be and where you are in alignment with that over that 2 week tracking.
And tell me this, Mark. What about people tracking their steps? That seems to be all over. Everybody seems to do that now. And, you know, I even see it with my own girls as an obsession with how many steps you can get in a day. Is that a good thing in your view?
Absolutely. Anything that encourages physical movement, where, you know, and as long as they enjoy walking, then do more of that. That is where, you know, again, we're all physically moving around. And I feel the important thing, and this is, you know, for those that may be, you know, thinking, where do I start, right? And maybe they've got a significant amount of weight to lose. Now, the key thing is to understand is that when you're a 25 stone guy, let's say, versus a 15 stone guy, and you start walking, you require more calories to move your body because you're heavier. It's like a truck versus a car. You know, one requires more fuel than the other to get it going and get it continually going. So again, you're going to get more bang for your buck at the start. So that's your, you know, just be mindful of that when you're doing it. But I guess creating healthy competition, whether it's little challenges within the walking apps, this is great because it creates accountability, Bobby. And that is a big part of where people go wrong. You know, having a gym buddy or having a cycling buddy or having a buddy in any sense, if you have a buddy who goes to the pub every day, guess what? You're likely to go to the pub every day. So it's about changing your physical environment, right? And we have to start there because you have to go on this journey with your close friends and family, make a commitment to them, ask them to encourage you and ask them to do something with you that's supporting their health as well as yours.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're in the pub there, Mark, wherever you are. So we'll let you back to it. But thanks for joining us. That's Mark Bryce. He's a leading body transformation course and he's part of the Sensational Wellbeing Program going live on the 25th of June for the official launch of the Pendulum 360. So good to talk to you, Mark.